Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Powerball and Mega Millions. Maybe the new year is supposed to be a lucky one for you. Well, here you go. No winner in last night's Mega Millions jackpot of the $361 million drawing. So it's estimated now the prize is going to reach $418 million for the next drawing on Friday. How about that, huh? That'd be a nice little chunk of change for you, wouldn't it? And meanwhile, tonight's Powerball jackpot is expected to be $440 million. By the way, it's just the second time that both the Powerball and Mega Millions have been over $300 million at the same time. And I'm sure, I don't have any statistics here, but I'm sure nobody has ever won both Powerball and Mega Millions in the same, you know, the same big drawing. I'm sure it's never happened. Boy, the odds would have to be astronomical, you know. But anyway, if you win either one or both of these, yes, there is some certain advice that people smarter than myself have offered. Number one, they say keep the ticket close. If you win the lottery, keep that ticket close. Make sure you sign it. And you make several copies of it, too. And they say if you're somehow separated from the ticket, why would you be? But if you are, your signature should help ensure you still get the prize. But to make sure you're not separated from it, you put it in a safe place, like a safe deposit box or something like that. I put armed guards around me. Are you serious at that point? Also, they say the first call you should make should be to an attorney. A financial planner and accountant, okay? Especially if you signed on with coworkers, you know, maybe you were in a pool or whatever. A lot of times there are lawsuits from these things, people who want to glom onto your winnings. And they say also try to remain anonymous if you can. Good luck with that. Yeah, they say don't go announcing it right away.
Oh, duh, I shouldn't go on Facebook and say I just won the Mega Millions?
Is there a lottery equivalent of the witness protection program? I don't know. And they also tell you to choose either the lump sum or annual payment, really based on your tax status. Either way, you're going to be in the highest tax bracket, which is like right now 39%, something like that. So either way, both the feds and the state are going to get their chunk of that. But if you're playing, good luck. And remember your old pal Kevin, okay, who provides you so much entertainment each morning. I'm just giving it a shot here.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.